Yo, welcome to the podcast. This is Mike here today, and
Sydney Gibb. No, I'm playing. Lucas Greer.
And today I want to talk about kind of just some of the things that goes around UE that, you know, we should change or that, you know, bothers not just me, but some students, most students actually. First, I want to talk about the lack of availability and resources that UE has now and that they fail to like update. For an example, my major is sports communications, and there's a max of 3 teachers, or professors, I should say, for my major, as well as they also stopped offering certain classes, but it still shows up on self-service when you're trying to, you know, go for classes, or even if you have the hard copy that advisors, you know, show you for your outcomes. There are certain classes on those outcomes that they don't actually offer anymore, that aren't even a class anymore, but they fail to update it, which can, you know, mess you up and get you a little bit behind. But I just don't like how there's not a lot of professors anymore for certain majors. And there's a lot of students that feel that way. I can't really name some of the, what's it called? I can't really name some of the, what's it called? I can't name some of the classes or majors that students have, but I know that there are certain majors that, like, there's, like, you may get 1 professor, 2 professors, and 3.
So what made you, like, want to talk about this? Was there, like, a class you couldn't get or
problem
with the professor?
I'm kind of behind a little bit, and I'm trying to catch up, and I know that there's a couple classes for one of my outcomes that I can't even take because they don't even offer it no more. But it's, like, why allow me to like search and find it on self-service thinking I could take this class when they don't even offer it either in the spring or even at all because they don't even have a certain amount of, you know, professors for that course. So yeah, that was just something I want to talk about. Another thing I want to talk about is like when I said availability, when people try to, you know, set up things on UEngage for, you know, events, it doesn't get certified. It doesn't get like passed through until dang near the last second. For an example, I'm with BSU, and there has been times where during the summer we actually set up the event for 3v3 basketball that happened in September. And we set that up during the summertime. Why did it take literally the week before for it to process and go through? You know, and it's not just us. There's a lot of students that feel that way, that there's times where they make it hard for you to want to plan other stuff because you're still waiting on something that you've planned that's coming up, and you've done it, you know, giving them notice, and they still haven't followed through with it. And then as well as, you know, they don't really give you much comfort or, you know, they don't do much. They just, you know, tell you, like, we're on it, we're getting on it. But it's like, are you really? You know what I'm saying? But, you know, those are some of the stuff I just wanted to, you know, address, you know. Lucas, have you heard anything on campus that you just want to address that you've just failed, you know?
Well, the stuff you're talking about, I'm not going to lie. I didn't really know about the last minute, the events going through,
Yeah. Obviously,
because, you know, I'm not planning that stuff. And then about the classes are, like, only a few teachers. Me, personally, I got lucky, I guess. I'm on track. I don't really need any classes that I can't get so far. But I can see how there are probably only a few teachers, because I'm a sports comm major as well. And I can think of 3 or maybe 4, because, yeah, there's 4 that I know of. Shiflet, Fahad, Tommy, and Joe. 4 teachers, so I can see how some students could have some concern with that. But other than that, problems on campus, not really I can think of. I mean, last year I would have said the food, but
food been busting like this year.
I feel like the food been a little better.
Yeah, last year it was bad. Plates weren't clean.
Oh, yeah. This year, about the plates, there still are some, because they just put them through the dishwasher, you can tell, so.
It'd be still, like, wet and stuff.
Yeah, I say that's maybe the one complaint, is maybe, like, the forks and the plates.
Yeah, and I be hating when the cups be, like, stuck together, when you be trying to get a drink,
the cups do be stuck together. And then sometimes whenever you try to get water, it'll like squirt out at you real fast, like depending on the day. I'm like, what's going on with this? But
talk about like the fountain drink.
Yeah, the fountain. Yeah, they just be coming out.
I'd be like, bro. Then it's all on my hand and stuff.
Soaked and stuff.
But yeah, facts. And then I feel like the cups low-key got smaller. Last year it was a little bigger. They all
There's two sizes. They got the small ones and big ones. I gotta fish through them all, and well, I don't be touching all of them, but
yeah,
eyeballing them all for the big ones.
No, for real.
And
then, bro,
small ones ain't gonna cut it.
I don't know if you remember, but I remember it was my freshman year, and then like first semester of my sophomore year. Do you remember like? You know where the napkins and the utensils are when you're going to go sit? Didn't they used to have straws? I swear they did. And they don't have straws no more. They just make you drink out the cup. I mean, which is not bad, but it's just like, I swear they had straws.
Maybe they did, but I don't really remember. But yeah, drinking out the... If you really want to be sanitary, you got to bring a straw from home.
Like, dang. But nah, that's funny. But yeah. What's it called?
Any other problems on campus or anything about the school you want to talk about?
Nah, you know, that was just the main stuff, you know, like, UE, let's get on it, for real, you know what I'm saying? Besides that, I feel like UE's getting better at engaging all students and having more events and stuff.
How about your internship? I be seeing you at the front of Ridgeway.
But yeah, shout out to Cabrera Carr. That's the person I'm she's interning me. You know, I don't really know how that works. Like, yeah, that's my internship is with Cabrera Carr, and she's with Chartwell. So I do a lot of marketing, and I'm trying to get a lot of students engaged.
All that stuff.
And, you know, we just do normal stuff, but we just try to, you know, she's trying to make Ridge better and trying to know, you know, get that feedback and stuff. So that's why I be telling y'all to do them surveys, y'all, because... We be trying to make Ridge better. I'm glad they got the music fixed, because low-key, I be trying to listen to some music while I...
Oh, yeah, that's true. I remember beginning of the year, it was no music.
Yeah, then they fixed it, so... Mainly because of the Wi-Fi. UE Wi-Fi is bad.
You can request songs, I think, can't you? On the little app. I used to do that freshman year. But you get paid by the hour, or...?
Yeah, it's like hourly. But
can you say how much?
I don't even know.
You don't even know?
I don't be paying attention that much.
Probably more than Jeff be paying.
But no, I really just do it because I need it for my major. And two, I think it's just a good experience. Low-key, if it was for free, it's for free. I mean, I'd be volunteer technically, but like, I'd still do it, you know? But moving on from that, though.
Hold on. What was the deal with... all the cop cars on campus the other day, bro. I have no idea.
We was at practice, and I guess when we got out, something happened.
On Yik Yak, bro, and everyone was freaking out.
Yeah, I heard it was like 4 or 5 cop cars.
They emailed us about it.
Or something. I don't know.
It was right by. It was right by the crib, too.
Yeah, because we right next to them. Yeah, that's probably scary.
Like, damn, Patrick, get out, man. No, I'm playing. That's our roommate.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, that was crazy. I'm mad I missed it, cause I do be loving the. I'm nosy, so I love to be in, you know, business for real when I shouldn't. But like as a joke, not actually. You know what I'm saying? You seen the basketball games that just happened yesterday? How you feeling, man?
No, I didn't see them. Not gonna lie. Well, I did see the. LaMelo had a 34-point double-double.
Yep, LaMelo had 34.
And the Warriors won, didn't they?
The Warriors won by almost 40. They won by 35.
Look, I said the Warriors was going to be good. What I put them at? I put them at like fourth.
4 or 5, yeah. And KD had 36. Cam Thomas had 36. Everybody just going crazy. John Morant hit a game. Well, I guess a game winner. It was more of a dagger, but John Morant went off. He had 22, 10, and 5. Zach Edey, he low-key mid. He only played 15 minutes and got fouled out. 7-5, only had 5 points.
Yeah, basketball is definitely evolving. Like, everyone's good.
No, for real. Everybody's good. Like, 30 points ain't nothing no more. Back in the day, 30 points, you would be looked at as crazy. Like, oh my gosh. But you got people like Shea, Luka, who else? Jason Tatum. Everybody just doing it every day. It's just like...
That's why Jordan was so good, bro. He averaged 30 his career.
And they was like, oh my God.
But that Look, I'm gonna sound like a hater, and I know the old head's gonna get on me, but that was unheard of. You know, look at Jordan's comp, especially at the beginning of his career, like in the '80s, bro. And then look at who Brown gotta play against. Like, everybody is tough.
So today's podcast is going to be named Controversial. So let's go ahead and talk about the controversialness of basketball, the controversy. Let's go ahead and get on it.
Controversy.
So,
okay, like I was saying, though, I just think the comp doesn't compare. And you know all the old heads are going to say, oh, it was more physical, or they let more stuff slide defensively, you know, hand checking and stuff, so you had to play through more. But they was just not as skilled as all the players are now. Like, everyone can do everything, and that's all I got to say on that.
Yeah, like, I really think, like, they, like, no offense, but, yeah, I feel like Jordan, yeah, he still would average 30. Nope.
Jordan, he would still be nice, and he was one of a kind back
then. Yeah, because there's people right now that play like him. You have Jimmy, you got, what's his name? Ant. You got people that literally play just like him that I feel like would do the same thing. Matter of fact, Kobe was like an exact replica of Michael Jordan, and he was playing in both eras doing the same exact thing.
Yeah.
But I feel like for an example, MVP Harden, the one that was averaging like 50 for like a whole month.
Damn near.
People look like a wizard going back in time and playing in Jordan's time.
Bro, they would have accused him of witchcraft.
They would have caused so many travels because they don't, you know, because we bended them. They made, because of Harden, they bended the rules. Like, Harden was the reason you can do step backs and why they have to change the calls on certain stuff. Yeah. Curry? Oh. Who was
jumping
like
into
Curry
people
in
to get a call? Huh?
Who was shooting like Curry back in the day? Nobody.
Curry back in the day?
Oh, Reggie Miller and Larry Bird. Klay Thompson, Curry. Who else? Trae Young. Autumn shooters, Damian Lillard, who just casually pulled from half. Come on now. Reggie Miller was pulling from the right on the three-point line, maybe foot on the line at that.
Yeah. It was nice back in the day. John Starks, bro. Who you got in a 1v1, Dame or
Dame.
John Starks? Y'all don't know about John, though. He was
John
tough.
John was nice. He was on the Knicks. He was nice. But it's just about, like, you really got to, like, put it into perspective. Damian Lillard, who can pull from half at any time. He's guarding crazy defenders. In a closeout situation, this tie game, you didn't even have to shoot a deep three. He shoots a fadeaway, almost half-court shot on Paul George, who's one of the elite defenders we have today. You got him. He can dunk. He can dribble. Hey, all I'm saying is John Starks was good for the people he had to guard.
That's why I think the GOAT debate is kind of pointless, because the game is always evolving, and I feel like each era, the players are just going to be better and better. Like, if you were good for your time, then that's good, that's great. But, like, you can't really compare, like, a LeBron and, like a Oscar Robinson.
Yeah.
Like, Oscar, he played way back when.
But point guards, though.
I know, but, like, I'm just talking about, like, for the era.
Oh, yeah.
Like, good back then is different from good now. Like, I feel like if, let's just say, Wilt played in today's game, he probably would have to develop a three-point shot.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you just change with the times.
Facts. I feel like I'm gonna go with guards first. I mean, I'm going to go with, like, LeBron first. Because I know guard-wise, our guards are way better now than it is back then. So that's I'm not even going to talk about that. But when it comes to, like, the small forward position, I feel like people try to have so much excuses for Michael Jordan, saying, like, oh, well, LeBron only is the all-time leading scorer because he played, like, 4 more seasons than Michael Jordan. Even if Michael Jordan played 4 more seasons. When he was on the Wizards, he was praying to average just 20. LeBron James is doing this, and he was playing in the Olympics at 40 years old. At 40 years old, Michael Jordan's knees would have gave out on him like D-Wade. Another thing is, they was always saying, like, oh, the reason LeBron James is the all-time leading scorer is because he shoot more threes. They didn't shoot threes back then. Michael Jordan was never a good three-point shooter. He averaged 23% from the three-point line.
Yeah.
While LeBron is almost averaging 40, and he don't even shoot threes like that. He's a all-around guard, you know? So... yeah, if they switched, LeBron would still be dominant, but I feel like Michael Jordan would still stick to mid-range and layups and dunks and blocks and everything besides the three, because that's not his game.
I also feel like if Jordan started playing when LeBron started playing, he would have had to have developed a three-pointer only because the era, and they would have practiced that more. Like, back then, they weren't practicing threes, how, you know, all the kids are practicing now.
Yeah.
In today's game, so it's just...
And then, on top of that...
Yeah.
Michael Jordan, I don't know. I really don't think Michael Jordan... Like, me, personally, I... just think LeBron is still, like, if it was the whole GOAT debate, I can go into it for days. Like, people always want to say, like, how many rings or how many times has Michael Jordan lost the finals? Okay, yeah, zero. But that man lost the playoffs almost every year that he didn't make the finals. LeBron, even though he didn't win every year, that man has been in the finals on four different teams. You know how hard that is?
The team he took to the finals in 2018, that was all him.
2018.
Had no business being in there.
Rookie LeBron took them to the finals versus the hard Spurs. You had the Miami LeBron. You had the Laker LeBron. That's four different LeBrons right there,
yep.
Which is insane. So they can say what they want, but Michael Jordan would never be able to lead the Wizards to a second round of a playoff. Let's just
you're gonna lose a lot of old heads right there.
It's facts. It's sadly facts.
That's it, man. That was...
Like, what did Ant say? What did Ant say that one time?
I don't know.
When he said something that got all old heads mad, like, he was talking about the comp level back then.
Okay.
I forget what he said. He said something about the...
Sounds like he would say something like that.
Let me look it up real quick.
But yeah, I think we should just appreciate everyone's greatness in the era that they played. But I don't think it's really... fair to do so much comparing like we do now.
Oh, he said the eras back then was not as comp as today, which is facts, because even centers, that's what I was trying to go into. I didn't get to go into centers. I feel like the only centers that would do good in today's time would be Kareem, only because most tall players, like if Wemby had a hook shot, you know how overpowered he'd be because nobody can guard him. Like, he's too long. Nobody could guard the hook shot. That's what I'm saying. So I feel like Kareem would be nice. Olajuwon would be nice because there's so many people that, you know, he had a mid-range fadey.
Shaq would be good.
Shaq.
Only because he's just so dominant.
Yeah, Shaq would be dominant. But here's the problem. They would play hack a Shaq on him because, you know, they call so much more fouls now than they did back then. So a lot of people would foul Shaq. The problem is Shaq was only dominant against centers that weren't either his height or a little bit shorter. When he went against Yao Ming and David Robinson, he literally had problems. He even said Yao Ming was his hardest defender, and Yao Ming was 7'6". Imagine Wemby, imagine, you know, all these bigger centers. And I feel like, and this is the craziest thing, look, I be having this debate all the time. No offense, but Joel Embiid and Shaq are the same weight and height. I feel like Joel Embiid is better than Shaq, not on paper, but attribute wise, let me tell you.
Look,
I'm gonna ask you some questions, okay?
Uh-huh.
Who shoots better, Shaq or Joel?
I mean, obviously Joel.
Wait, just wait. So Joel.
Yeah.
Who passes better, Shaq or Joel?
Shaq didn't need to be a good passer. He's just so dominant.
But now we're in a time if Shaq gets double teamed, he's gonna have to pass out. Could he pass the ball? Because he never passed it to Kobe or passed it back out. He either just took it or he got stuck.
Hey, this is why I think the GOAT debate is so dumb, because we just need to appreciate greatness. If Shaq was put in today's NBA, he would probably have to adapt and evolve.
He'd have to adapt for sure, but he would have to know how to shoot. He would know how to do a lot of stuff. But back to my thing, though. So that's two things Joel is better than. Who's more dominant? Obviously Shaq. So Shaq gets that one. So it's 2-1.
Dominance goes a long way.
That's what I'm saying. So 2-1. Well, here's another one. Who dribbles better? Who has more ball control?
Who was crying after Kawhi hit that game-winning shot?
Shaq was too, though. Shaq cried when when Shaq lost in when he was on the Celtics, when he, you know, his bad year, and they didn't go far in the playoffs. He was upset. He was crying. He even cried when he first went to the Heat. He didn't know he was going to
make the
finals.
Every time I seen Shaq cry was when Kobe died.
Yeah, but he had some moments. Shaq has some moments, yeah. But what's it called? Better ball handler, better shooter, better passer. That's three big things. The only Shaq is a better defender, and he's just more dominant in the paint.
Mm.
Being a better defender is nice, but why would Shaq wouldn't that all that wouldn't matter because no center nowadays just stays in the paint and posts up. Shaq was a good defender because everybody back in the day posted up, took layups, and boom, that's an easy block. Now, everybody, you got every center standing corner, catching the ball, and they can rip, or they can just pull it in the corner. That's not Shaq's game. Shaq wants to come to the paint, block it. If someone comes to the paint to dunk, he going to try to help. They can just pass it to the corner to the center. Boom, open corner three, because that wasn't his game. Yeah, he would have to adapt, but if we just going off of, but without adaptability, just going off of if they switch roles, right?
So what are you saying? You're saying that Joel Embiid is better than Shaq?
No, attribute-wise. Yeah. That-wise, Shaq is probably top two best center of all time.
You saying Joel's more skilled?
Skilled. There we go. I'm going to say
that makes more, yeah, that makes more sense.
More skilled.
But what I was saying was if y'all put prime Shaq in today's NBA, he'd be okay.
Which prime Shaq? If it's Orlando Shaq, yeah. He was way more faster and stuff. He was running down the court real fast.
No, I'm talking
Lakers Shaq.
Talk about three-peat Shaq.
I don't know.
He'd be all right.
I don't know.
To develop a little jumper.
I feel like somebody like Anthony Davis or Andre Drummond would be able to guard him in the paint.
Shit.
Nah, I'm trolling on
1v1, you versus Angel Reese, who winning?
Man, 25.
You gonna answer that?
30-0, Angel Reese is losing.
Oh,
come on now.
I didn't think he was going to answer that on the podcast. That's controversial.
No, I'll answer that. Angel Reese is cool, though. Now, my player is Caitlin.
25-0?
If I get bought for three, because look, you know how we play.
Yeah.
It's three dribbles.
Uh-huh.
Angel Reese going, by the time she get to the middle, she already used her three dribbles. Because how you going to get there?
Okay, maybe if you can, if it's not one shot, if you can get your rebound and put it back up, she
okay,
might.
Okay, get her rebounds, of course.
She might get a few buckets.
She's 6'4".
Because you know she like to do that little step padding.
But if we go in just one possession, oh, like a real 1v1, oh yeah, she lost. I don't even think she can beat, like, Caitlin Clark in 1-on-1. I mean, duh.
Yeah, nah. I think Caitlin Clark is beating everyone in the WNBA 1v1.
Besides, I think Asia Wilson will win. That's, you know, Asia Wilson? That's Bam Girl.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Bam Girl. They be trolling them.
I know.
If I played Angel Reese 1v1, bro, she's a pro, so I'm going to give her a few points, like, I'd say if we played a 15, it'd be like 15-7 me. She a pro, you know what I'm saying?
You versus right now Chris Paul. Like Chris Paul right now. Even right now, 39-year-old Chris Paul?
I mean, I'm probably losing against any NBA player. So if we went to 15, it'd probably be like, he'd have 15. I probably had like, shit. I'd give myself like six.
Six. You versus prime high school Chino Hills Lonzo Ball.
Prime high school Chino Hills Lonzo would probably be like 15-2 him.
Him? What about LaMelo?
He's 6'6".
When he was like short. He used to be short. I think he was like 6'6".
LaMelo, when he was like point guard, little LaMelo, it'd probably be like 1v1.
Yeah.
Because he ain't got no meat on him back then like his brother did. He a little smaller. Bro, he probably beat me. I'm not going to say nothing crazy on a podcast, bro. Yeah, but yeah, it'd be a good game, man.
50-0 me. I'm beating LaMelo. I'm lying. Oh. I'm lying. Let's be for real, y'all.
Easy to say.
Old NBA player. Even in his prime, heck you know. LaMelo was dropping 108 points. I mean, I know he cherry-picked half the time, but still.
What are your thoughts on Dior Johnson hooping this year? Or do you follow him like that?
I don't follow Dior, but I like Mikey, and I feel like Mikey.
He kind of had like a similar story as Mikey.
Yeah.
He was fun to go. He had all these offers, and he got in trouble, domestic violence with some girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went JUCO.
And now he back
was,
to
he was
D1.
Number one JUCO in the nation type shit.
Yeah, now he back to D1. I feel like him and Mikey are going to do good, but just what happened to Jello, I feel like they're going to get blackballed from the league because of what they did. But you never know, though, because Kevin Porter Jr. and Kevin Porter Jr. is back in the NBA. And
I think Jello, he just wasn't as good as his brothers. Like,
remember, he was supposed to enter the draft. They wouldn't let him draft because he stole from
Chinese stuff.
Yeah.
But he was like in the G League after that, wasn't he?
He was in G League. They keep waving him. Like he'll go to G League for 5 games.
Yeah,
and wave him.
I feel like if he was really good, if you like his brothers, it wouldn't really matter what he did. Because he's in the G League already after.
Yeah.
But yeah, that That was just dumb.
But hopefully Mikey plays, because Mikey is better than Bronny. He's been better than Bronny since blue chip days. My AAU team, when I was younger, we played against them.
For real?
Mm-hmm. Zaire, Mikey.
What was the score, like 100 to 10 type?
No. They had like 80. It was like 80-something to like 57, 58. I don't remember what we had. It was in the 50s, though. But they blew us out by 30, though.
Was that yamming on y'all and stuff?
I think Mikey went up for a dunk, and like you know how to hit the back of the rim and just go off, and everybody
like me,
yeah,
bro. How many you have? You think
I don't
was he hooping
remember.
That game or not?
It was all hooping. I think it got to a point where because Bronny didn't play a lot that game. This was back when Bronny had like, you know, he had that mohawk.
Oh yeah, with the little blonde in it.
Yep, and Mikey, he was.
This was a high school or like middle school?
Middle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this was like right entering high school. So I was about to be a freshman, but this was that summer.
Dang.
But yeah, and Zaire didn't play that game. I think he played a good like 2 minutes. Maybe he sat the whole time. It was a what's that one dude? Is his name Gabe Cups?
That white boy
one that went off.
He went off. Oh, dude, he's nice.
Three after three.
Yeah. He played Indiana State, I think. He don't play that much, though.
Yeah, he's tough. Well, he was tough back in the day. I don't watch K-Cups anymore. But
yeah, it was like three right
now. That was probably the best AAU team, like, to me ever. If they played today, that's...
Yeah, I miss watching them boys, bro. Gabe Cups and them. My favorite white boy hooper, bro. He's tough.
I wish Cam, the TikToker, you know?
Oh, yo.
The light-skinned dude.
Louder.
Yeah, I wish she was around when I was younger. Because, man, I would love to play for Rod Wave Elite.
Oh, yeah.
I would have done it.
How you even get on that team?
Either you reach out to them, or they just, depending on how good your highlights is, they usually reach out to you. But, yeah, that's hard. My friend got offered to play on Rod Wave Elite. But
Why didn't he? Because he committed.
He about to play for Purdue this year. And I think he transferred to BYU, so he's going to be an against our conference.
Oh, damn.
But, yeah, he goes to BYU now, yeah. He's tough. He went to overtime for a little bit. I feel like you would know him.
Probably not.
Nah, do you watch overtime? Like, OTE? No. Oh. No, he played for OTE. He was tough as hell. Like, Kevin Durant follows him and everything. Like, he's...
Damn.
He's filthy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But, yeah, besides that, you know, I don't know. I ain't got nothing.
No more issues on campus or controversial basketball takes?
Ain't nothing controversial.
Didn't the WNBA finals just end?
Yeah, and Sabrina got a championship going 0-16.
Bro, I didn't even know the WNBA finals was going on until I seen it on my phone. Like,
it's because you want to do stuff different. So they start their season when they'll start their season when the NBA finals is over.
Yeah, they play the summer.
Which is weird, but it's okay. So.
Yeah, then I heard Sabrina shot like 0-16.
Yeah.
Man. Mm-mm-mm. Well, any closing statements?
Nah, I ain't got nothing else, you know. Shout out.
Did you plug BSU little trunk or treat?
Oh, yeah. Again, y'all, I am the membership chair for BSU, but we're having an event on Sunday, October 27th. It's from 3 to 6, but if you want to show up earlier, you always can. It counts towards your volunteer hours if you want to get some. But what it is we are combined with a nonprofit organization off campus. They're called Young and Established. And basically what we do is we just get kids together who don't have time or can't really do trick-or-treating. And we set up cars outside, and like in the name Trunk or Treat, we have candy and stuff in the back of the trunks. But there's also activities inside the building, like face paint, Pin the Zombie, best costume, and stuff like that. So if y'all want to pop out. Again, it'll be at Young and Established. If you go to University of Evansville or just in Evansville, pop out. And that's it.
I signed up to volunteer. Volunteers need to wear a costume, or
no? You don't have to if you don't have one, but you do get. Did you get a T-shirt when you won? Did you when you came in second, or you just got a medal?
We ain't get nothing. We get that cheap little plastic medal.
I think you'll get something. when you get there.
Yeah, I think because they ask for your t-shirt size.
Yeah.
So volunteer, y'all. You get a nice t-shirt, and you get to help out the kids.
And who wouldn't want free clothes and to help kids out, you know?
Volunteer hours, too.
So, yeah, that's all I got to say.
Yep. All right, y'all. Wait, hold on. You wanna say the spiel? I'm tired of reading.
Fireside Aces Radio is produced by Student Media. Student Media is a student organization at University of Evansville. Student Media produces the Crescent Magazine Club, published online in print 3 times a semester. Student Media produces several podcasts and utilizes design, photography, and video and sound towards experimental and academic learning and journalistic endeavors and engaging storytelling. Student Media elevates the voice of student body and connects the campus and community to important information and points of view. Thank you. We out.